This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV program, all kinds of things going on today. As usual, we have the focus on our masks and distancing and testing and all that other good stuff. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn. Yes, the famous DJV program with the famous Doug Steffen, the famous Jennifer Horn, the famous Victoria Keelan. We're all famous. Isn't it great, folks, to have you walk down the street and people cheer as you walk by? Yeah, there goes Victoria. Hooray! There's Jennifer. Hooray! There's Doug. Boo! Nah. All right, so let's see what we can create here out of almost nothing, because how many hundred thousand times have we talked about this? What's being explained? I see the Canadians, Jennifer and Victoria, have authorized now the use of the Pfizer. They keep calling it the Pfizer vaccine. It's not. It's the BioNTech.
Pfizer's distributing. Pfizer, they own it.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Now, everybody in Europe, this says it's the third country to authorize the use. England has started. We have. But I thought it was being used all over and been accepted all over Europe. Apparently, is that not the case? Or am I misinformed?
I think the vaccine's on the way. I just don't know what their approval process is like in Europe. So, you know, obviously it went a little faster in the UK, which is why they're already starting to roll it out. I think we can start rolling it out on Saturday.
This week.
So,
Yeah. So did you see the list of who's going to get it first in three different waves? Have you seen the have you seen the list? It's different in every state, kind of. Although the way they described it, I was looking at a couple of different states and how they're going to roll this thing out. It looks like it's pretty much the same in terms of qualifications and when they're doing it, starting in December and going through January. You know, the doctors and people that are in health services and helping the people who are sickest and the old-timers who are in the nursing homes, the rest homes, they're getting their shots. And then it goes into the police and fire and people who work in food service, restaurants, that kind of stuff. So did you look to see when you... The two of you are going to get your shots?
Yeah, we're last. Jen and I will be last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like, I think in New Jersey, at least, they're going to start, I think it's this weekend, and in New York as well, they start doing the vaccine. I think our governor said yesterday he hopes that, I forget what the number is, but they're hoping to get 70% of all New Jerseyans vaccinated by April.
Right.
So, I think that's I think every state is
play.
Kind of.
I wonder how many people are going to, because there's still a lot of surveys out saying that about half the people are going to take it and half the people won't. So.
But that's I've seen that too, Jen. And I'm wondering how people who want to travel like me. I mean, I probably wouldn't get the vaccine if it were not for my family and wanting to travel. I don't think I need it. But then in the back of my mind, I'm starting to think, because we were talking, was it yesterday after the first shots have been given in England, two people got really sick immediately after they took the shot. But I think they were older.
They
compromised?
Were
Do we know the history?
They were not older. They're healthcare workers. And that's why they were on the front the very first day. So, the reason that they had the reaction was because they have severe allergies. And so there's something in the vaccine that triggered an anaphylactic reaction.
Okay.
So, like, if you have a peanut allergy or if you have any kind of severe allergy where you maybe need to use an EpiPen or, you know, could end up in the hospital, that's what these two people apparently had. And the vaccine triggered a reaction, but they were not overweight. They were not they were not, you know, older. This is a warning now that, you know, if you do have severe allergies, the Pfizer vaccine is probably not for
you. Not for you. Yeah. That's how I'm going to do the Moderna, frankly. So the next,
well, you won't get to pick. That's also a myth. You're not going to get to choose which one you want. It just depends on what's going to be available.
I'm going to be in a state where Moderna's headquarters are here. And they're sending stuff out from here. I'm guessing, I'm going to ask, actually, the CVS that I buy my stuff at, and when I get my drugs, I'm going to ask them, you know, where are they getting the vaccine from? You know, look, shop around, you can find out where they get it. Hopefully you can. So the next thing here on my agenda is trying to figure out what it is, why is it, to get a better sense maybe, of why so many blacks in America don't want the shot. They don't trust the system. I was reading a story about this guy, Dr. Leon McDougall, I think, who has mostly black patients. He's a family medical physician at Ohio State University in the medical center there in Columbus. Black resident, population in Columbus is about 30% black. So his view, the story is from the USA Today, interviewing him and a couple of other doctors trying to figure out why it is. I think we talked about this a little bit. There were rumors that the black people didn't want to get a shot. And so, but they're most vulnerable for COVID. The, you know, older, heavier, a lot of blacks have diabetes. So why is it, I guess would be my question, why are they hesitant?
It's just trust in the government.
No, I understand that.
Well, I actually think it's more than that. It's people of faith in general. And it just so happens that there are a lot of Christians who are black Americans. Yeah. There are a lot of Latinos who are Christian. There are, I know.
Why does being Christian have anything to do with not getting a vaccine?
100% it does. Religious people constantly question vaccines because part of what people who have a very strong faith believe is that God creates our bodies. God creates, there's a lot of Christians don't believe in the nature medicine and vaccines to begin with.
Christian scientists.
Not even Christian scientists. I'm talking about people who have a very strong faith and they question these things. And I think, look, it's appropriate. I have to tell you, I've been waffling. I was all about getting the vaccine. Now I heard about the allergies. Now I just don't know. I don't know. People with, I think that there's just a lot of, not only distrust about putting something unnatural in your body when you're someone of faith, you think, okay, God's going to care for me. God's going to provide for me. God has created a vessel that is supposed to be a perfect vessel. And so I think that there's a lot of people who think that kind of interventionist medication is not necessarily the route to go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, you dig around. I'm remembering all of the hoopla. I actually remember studying this in Monterey history. I had black history when I was in college. And one of the things that came up was the Tuskegee syphilis study, which ran...
Well, that's
in the,
part of it for older black Americans.
Exactly.
For sure.
Right,
that
yeah.
That is still resonating, yeah.
Right, because it withheld treatment from black. Mostly, you know, the male of the species were the ones who were getting sick with syphilis. And so they weren't entitled to... They weren't examined. They weren't entitled to the drugs that killed it.
They were experimented on too.
And they were experimented.
They were used like lab rats. So it's horrific.
Not a great moment in American history, to tell you that, frankly. All right, it's 14 after the hour. We'll talk about the funding bill in a matter of moments here. What are we going to get from all these wonderful people that are now making $187,000 a year? Is what congresswomen are being paid. I think it's close to that. Senators, $194,000, something like that, for going down there and making sure everything works like a clock.
Good luck.
Yeah, that has no battery or no hands on it. The DJV download is a feature that we do every day here, djvshow.com. The most recent one has a focus on Helen Mirren becoming Esquire's sexiest woman alive. And then we get off onto a discussion of plastic surgery and whether she's had any or whether you've had any or whether I've had any. Yes, there's a story in there about me and my brush with plastic surgery. But that's the kind of thing we have. Plus connections to whatever's going on in the news. It's all there as a rewind, if you will, the download. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Hi, 18 after almost here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, at your service and on your side. Wish you could say the same for the House of Representatives, who are not necessarily either on your at your service or
I feel like I'm just mad
side.
Today, and I'm not mad at anybody in my life.
I'm just mad.
I mean, here's what I've learned in the last, like, I don't know, 30 seconds. Well, not 30 seconds. In the last 24 hours. I've learned that Gavin Newsom, who's the governor of California, has eight companies that took PPP loans. I learned that Raphael Warnock, who is running for the Senate in Georgia, his group to register voters, they took PPP loans. Then you learn that Eric Swalwell, who's a congressman in California who was shouting about Donald Trump Jr. taking a stupid meeting with a Russian attorney to try to get dirt on somebody, is actually sleeping with a Chinese spy. It has one in his bed, and he's sitting on the stupid House Intelligence Committee.
I love that story. Yeah.
And then you have Hunter Biden's laptop, and everybody goes, oh, that's just a big joke. And everybody was, like, ruining the lives of the New York Post and the poor guy who had the laptop and Tony Bobulinski and all these people that came forward, and they said they're all liars. Well, now it turns out it was true. The media suppressed the story for a month to try to help out Joe Biden. Are we, like, seriously? Can you trust anything? No.
Well, actually, it was the FBI that paused the investigation for the month because they said they don't investigate anything that could affect an election within a month. So that was actually
Except for Hillary Clinton, when James Comey came out and talked about her emails a day before the election. I mean,
a lot of people said that turned the election against her. So I think that's why the FBI was extra cautious with this. But the PPP thing, I think, Jen, you were out maybe last week and we were talking about there are a bunch of news organizations that sued to get the Freedom of Information Act, and the list of people who got PPP, Trump and Kushner, $3.65 million. It was crazy.
Woo-hoo!
Everybody who didn't deserve it got it.
I got some, but I deserved it. Jennifer did too. 21 after the hour.
Yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The hour now on the DJV program. Jennifer, Doug, Victoria, Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, and Stevie Van Zandt. All year long, Van Zandt's been holding virtual fundraisers to benefit Teach Rock, the organization he founded to save music education. Good for him. He used to be called Little Stevie Van Zandt, right? Didn't he?
I've never heard the Stevie part. He's just Little Steven.
I knew him as Little Stevie. I remember my first... When he showed
up. We left together. Right. I'm from New Jersey my whole life, and I've never heard him called anything other than Little Stevie.
I thought I heard... I used to hear Bruce refer to him as Stevie. I don't know. Maybe not. Teach Rock has been providing online music history courses, among other things, to children whose classrooms have been stripped of arts programs. There's a big boo. There's another way, along with the NASA program, the way that the education system has been blunted by the complete waste and mismanagement of our government. So now Little Stephen, or Stevie, has just announced his biggest event yet. On the 21st, he and Teach Rock are going to present Stand With Teachers, an hour-long event featuring performances by Eddie Vedder and Margot Price. Others who are supposed to appear include Stevie's wife, Maureen, plus their soprano colleague, Steve Buscemi, right? Yeah. Vincent Pastore, Whoopi Goldberg, Tom Morello, Edward Norton. I wonder where Steve Sciarippa is. You realize how well he fell after The Sopranos? He's got that role in Blue Bloods, and he's very good at it. I find him one of the most interesting, lovable characters on that show, frankly, and there are a lot of lovable characters there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, or back at the music, tickets, tax-deductible tickets, allow you to stream the event on demand for 3 days. You can get them now. Stevie said that he wanted to stage the concert to help honor educators for their dedication to teaching through the whole COVID thing. He says when school shut down overnight, teachers rallied and moved classes online. But that's not all. Like the essential workers they are, teachers continue to risk their health to serve students and families, be it to distribute tech to keep students connected or meals to help families in need. Teachers are the plainclothes superheroes in our midst. They deserve to be heard and celebrated, and that's why we're going to stand with teachers on December 21st. Van Zandt launched Teach Rock with Bono and Martin Scorsese, Jackson Brown, Bruce, after the No Child Left Behind bill in 2002 effectively reduced music and arts courses. No Child Left Behind, what a joke. That damnable joke. Don't get me started. So they're working for this, and that's good. I guess that's what we have as a takeaway from it. Next up, musically speaking, in this portion of the DJV program is a focus on AC/DC. This is some 40 years from Highway to Hell. They're taking another deadly trip in the new animated video for Demon Fire, which is the latest single from the new album Power Up. The Demon Fire video first premiered within the video game Fortnite, sort of an appropriate venue. The video itself is modeled after video games, with a car racing down a desolate highway to hell, squaring off against biker gangs and swarms of police cars. What in the hell would anybody want to do this for?
There's
nothing good that comes out of these games. And I never thought there was anything good that came out of AC/DC's music either, frankly. Listen to this noise. What is this?
Oh, my God.
Who wants to wake up to this?
I'm impressed that he still sounds as good as he does, because that's, like, crazy that his voice still sounds this good. And he lost his hearing.
And they're nothing compared to some of the hard music that is out there right now. This used to be in the 80s, like, hard. Oh, my gosh, the hardest thing ever. But now it's, like, nothing.
We got to get out of this.
People have gotten darker.
Exactly. I think I want to know where...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department's investigation scrutinizing Hunter Biden's taxes has been examining some of his Chinese business dealings, among other financial transactions. The investigation was launched in 2018 and is aided by a discarded Hunter Biden laptop containing tens of thousands of emails. Some of the emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoings.
And yet, here's the ultimate hypocrisy again. The Democrats have something in their own house that needs to be investigated, and they're all stonewalling right now.
Georgia Senator David Perdue on Fox News. News. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the police shootings Monday of 23-year-old Casey Christopher Goodson Jr., who was killed last week when he entered his Columbus, Ohio home with sandwiches for his family. The Columbus Division of Police said Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Mead was working for the U.S. Marshals Service, helping search for a fugitive when he saw a man with a gun in Columbus. Mead opened fire when the man did not drop his weapon after he was ordered to do so. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focus on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go again, second half hour of this hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, back on our mission after the ladies spend all their breaks gossiping about silly stuff, celebrities. And
silly stuff, please. Yeah. That's good stuff. We're talking about restaurants in New York.
Yeah,
I don't
really
think that's celebrity gossip.
All right. Well, let's get to the serious important stuff like holiday shopping. Mm-hmm. And what's going on? The shipping deadlines.
Ugh.
Well, how about this? With all of the shopping records that have been set, the shipping delays may be a problem. You'd be lucky to see some of the stuff. I've been trying
I'm
to
really
buy some
genuinely
things from
afraid
my
that I'm going to have some IOUs under the tree.
Yeah.
Because
uh-huh.
I ordered stuff earlier. I shopped earlier than I ever have this year. But
yeah.
Because everyone else also did. There are so many delays with stuff. I was supposed to have packages arrive on Monday, and now when I go to track them, there's just no information. It's like there's
I've
just
had a few. I've had some things. Actually, something I got for you, Victoria, I got a note saying, our retailer has been overwhelmed and blah, blah, blah. So that may be your birthday gift, and you may get something else for Christmas.
heard yours like really early because I was afraid of this, and then it ended
up
shipping.
Notice, folks, there's no discussion about any gifts for
no,
me.
No, oh, I already told you.
Calm down.
Your gift is on the way.
And your birthday, by the way, sitting here. But I thought you were coming for it. You know, my
and so did I. Your father sent me a note. Your father sent me a note yesterday. He said, "So we're going to have breakfast on Sunday."
My dad was actually very sad. I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before.
Where would you have even gone for breakfast?
To his house, I guess. And I would have been the chef. And so he goes, "Is Doug really not coming out?" And I was like, "No, he's not." I said, "I told him he should have, but, you know."
I know. Listen. All right, so let's see.
But
the,
my experience, can I just tell you my experience for a second?
Yeah,
I got to get off my chest. It's a bad day.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, you guys know, we've been talking about it. It's just been a rough year. It's been a rough year for all of us, and then just personally, like,
you've had
stuff going on in my family. It's just been really hard and a heavy year and a lot of change, and I hate change, and blah, blah, blah. So,
thank good Lord, the Republican that you are.
I know. I rallied myself into getting into the dang Christmas spirit. I started decorating. Actually, I'm finished, but I decorated. I've been watching those stupid flippin' Hallmark and Lifetime movies to try to get myself in the right frame of mind. And then, you know, my cat died last week, and I am now so behind. I set myself back. I can't even stomach watching a Hallmark movie. I'm looking around at, like, just stuff that has to be wrapped, and it's like I've got to get myself back into the spirit. And what didn't help, and I still have shopping to do, which is so unlike me. Usually, like, by now I'm done. I haven't wrapped anything, but I'm done. The vet called yesterday, and at first they're like, "How you doing?" And I'm like, "Okay."
The cat's still
like,
alive? What are they,
wow,
what are they
I can't believe
for?
She went so quickly. How old was she? And I said, 13. Lovely. And she goes, "Wow, that's really young for a cat. So did you want to use your credit card to pay your bill? Or should I?" And I was like, devastated. "You want to know how much it costs to have my cat not even come home to me?"
$2,000.
Yep, bing, 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 right on the nose.
Well, last
so
year,
Christmas for everybody
this.
Else is
all right,
canceled.
So last Christmas, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Victoria had the
last
same
Christmas,
thing.
Victoria, how much?
On Christmas Day.
$14,000.
Oh! Yeah. Woo!
To have my...
You've got to be kidding.
No, we're...
I'm doing woo, but that's what I spent for Charlotte.
Yeah,
when she
all
got
right, well,
over.
I'm no longer. You know what? You just got me in the Christmas spirit. I should
but
shut up.
You know what though? Buddy did you a favor because if Buddy wasn't going to make it, then she went quickly. And you know, my dog had surgery and then a week of recovery, and it was. And then when the ER basically for the vet is like $1,500 a day. So it's and then we got the final.
It's more
bills,
expensive
like,
to put your dog, your cat in the hospital than it is to put you in the hospital.
No kidding, because you know, not everybody does pet
and those
insurance, which I
insurance, well,
I have pet
insurance. Insurances are a joke. That's
well,
like
no,
devil
I have pet
insurance.
I have pet insurance on both the dogs now because they're young, so it's only like $40 a month, and it's worth it.
Yeah, but what do you get at the end when you have to put them
it's
in
about,
for a couple?
It covers 80% of everything. The only thing that they don't cover is dental. Because every dog ends up having some sort of dental surgery or cleaning. So they don't cover dental, but everything else is covered. Blood work, all that. So surgery, chemo, if they ever need that. So it is covered. So I'm happy that I got in now because, you know, Cooper was so, I was so lucky with him. He was almost 17 and he never had a problem right up until the very end. So I never had pet insurance on him, but... Yeah, I just had to get it now because we just, I mean, $14,000, it's like Merry Christmas to us.
And that was, I know, that was kind of what they were pushing me in the direction of because I don't even think I talked about this, but when the vet called me to say that her, you know, her result of, because they had done some blood work and then they did some further exploratory stuff and they said, you know, she's got pancreatitis, we think she has cancer, we'd have to do more tests to be sure, but you know, if you want to continue this, you need to take her out of here and you need to get her to the specialist and the specialist won't be able to give you an appointment, so you have to take her to the urgent, to the emergency vet clinic so that they can get her in with the specialist.
So is it $200 a minute?
We'll have to give her a feeding tube and blah blah blah. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, I'm not is that right for a cat to even have a feeding tube? I mean, it didn't feel right.
You
but
know
I
what?
Didn't also want to make the decision because it was either that or putting her to sleep. And
literally,
when,
that's what happened with me too. Cooper was he died on the table when they were putting the feeding tube in, and so he had a heart attack, and that's what happens in a lot of cases. So I just
glad
could not
I didn't
make
do that,
that
then.
I think there are a lot of funeral home operators who double as vets. It's about the same kind of charges. I mean, you get down to the nitty gritty of what it costs you to.
It'd be
to
different if you
somebody.
Take your pet home, but when you can't after all of that, it's
why can't you take your pet home?
Well, I mean, it's remains, but I mean, you can't your pet is dead is what I'm getting at. The pet dies and you still have all of these vet bills.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
So just tell them.
I got charged $650. Wait a minute.
We're
going to
do the vets the way they do in Japan.
Yeah.
Japan doctors don't get paid. If you die, they treat you. You don't have to pay the doctor. If you get sick after they've treated you,
if the surgery is unsuccessful, why should we have to?
That's exactly right. I think it's a good model. All right, can we go back to holiday shipping so they can give people information? Yeah. For the Postal Service, your deadline is 5 days from today. 18th of December is deadline to send packages first class. 19th deadline for priority mail. December 23rd for Priority Mail Express. I'm not trusting that.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't trust
anything.
All right,
over at UPS.
At the post office.
Dead. I thought they were already dead. They were dead on the ground at UPS because they were so far behind. They weren't taking any more shipments.
Yes, that is true from certain retailers. It was, I think, Nike, The Gap, Land's End, and there was another big one that they're just not picking up packages from them. So don't order from those retailers. Or if you have, write an IOU.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see here. For UPS, December 15th is the deadline for ground. December 21st for a three-day select. For FedEx, December 15th, home delivery. Let's see, that's the deadline for that. If you're going to ship it to home, FedEx ground. And see, the 21st is FedEx Express. Saver or the three-day freight thing. That's when you're. That's you've got to look at these dates and give yourself a couple of more days. I would if I were you.
Yeah.
If you look at Amazon, you can order by December 15th for free shipping. December 22nd for two-day shipping. That's if you're a Prime person. On Etsy, you know I haven't used Etsy. You guys keep talking about Etsy and where I can.
Etsy's great. We're
talking
you
about.
Use it.
I have. You know, you were. I was trying to find work gloves made in America, and everybody says go to Etsy.
Well, Etsy's a little tough to shop, I would say, right now. You have to really read the fine print because they each individual crafter will use a different method of shipping. And a lot of them, most of them, rely on the Postal Service. So just make sure if you are going to buy gifts from Etsy that you're reading the fine print of shipping because it might not
and
make it.
And Macy's, you got to order most in-stock merchandise by the 18th. So then, you got a week. You kind of got a week, it looks like. For the most part, so I'm feeling safer than I was before I saw all
of
that.
But Jen, Ulta, which is the makeup store, they're past the deadlines. You can't even order from Ulta and have any chance of having it arrive by Christmas.
Wow.
Damn it, I was going to order all of my stuff.
I know, all of our gifts are coming from Ulta from you.
Now you'll just have to go to Sephora, it's all right.
All right, let's talk about the pandemic and the Christmas tree farms and what's happened. If you still haven't bought your Christmas tree, good luck, Charlie. A lot of people start this year they started before Thanksgiving. A lot of people a weekend after Thanksgiving. A lot of people put their decorations out early. That was kind of cool. It was nice to see some of that stuff around. But the U-Pick operations, trees are all gone around here. I don't know about where you are.
I've heard lots of trees in Jersey gone already. Yep.
Yep.
Everybody just started so early.
Yep.
It was like right after Halloween, everyone's like, all right, it's Christmas now.
Yeah.
So,
and the prices went up as well they should have. That's another one of these, the thing that people don't understand, like growing turkeys. It's almost a lost leader for most farmers that have turkeys. If you're just a turkey farmer, you have a tough time. It's kind of like being a dairy farmer. And if you're a tree farmer and you come, it depends on where you are. Most of the good ones come from Canada or northern Maine and New Hampshire up in there and northern Minnesota places. You know, the further north you are, the better the trees are for whatever the reason. I don't know that I ever understood that. But at any rate, the drought has affected tree farmers. We've got a couple of them around here. They're very busy because people, as you've seen, everybody wants to, get into Christmas. Let's go.
Christmas is so comforting, and I think that's why everyone just wanted to, and that's why I did it. I mean, our tree is a fake tree, but it went up right after, a couple days after Halloween, and we love it. Every day we're just staring at it. It really turned out nice this year. I'm loving it. So
I was in the Home Depot here yesterday. They've got a tree there that snows and plays music. Have you seen these?
Isn't that crazy?
You seen this?
How does this thing? What does that mean?
Well, they...
It, it,
it has something in the right. There's something
in the
fake tree comes out of the stem.
Yeah.
You put water and it freezes somehow. When they shoot it up the main stem, it comes out over the branches and that kind of stuff.
And it has really this open umbrella as the base, which is pretty ugly, but it catches all the snow, so it doesn't actually get anywhere. It's not a mess.
No.
Okay,
but,
I need that.
And it also plays music, and it's pre-lit.
Jingle bells. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
But when you were in Home Depot, Doug, did you see the black Christmas trees? That's a huge trend this year.
No. Black?
Which I think is creepy. Yes, black Christmas trees.
Oh, wait a minute, they're $158. Why do you want to buy
so
that?
So 2020.
Thing?
Right, it's very 2020.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. Right. The black mood that we are in. All right, so there you go, folks. You want to get
the
a black
color tree?
Go to
I get
Home
is
Depot.
A pink one that's in my kitchen because it matches. It's a cute little pink tree.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, very important part of this program coming up in a few moments with questions for Dr. Ken. We also have, as a post, we have Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. They do podcasts. Worked around the Good Day Health interviews and conversations that we had. The most recent one from Ken is a focus on the guidelines for quarantine and what you need to know about that, because this is still where, you know, the quarantine stuff is going to continue, at least for the next couple of months. And so the conversation that Jack, that Ken and I have had, we've pretty much been all COVID since last March. I don't think we've discussed much of anything on our connection other than COVID things that are important. And there's no information on the connection between COVID and your brain that you'll want to hear. So all of that in Good Day Health, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, the American Medical Association urges families to make safety their number one priority throughout the holiday season. In addition to following everyday safety guidelines and doing their holiday shopping from home, families might want to limit indoor gatherings to just those in their household. However, they can also create outdoor activities or use video conferencing for their friends and relatives. To learn more, visit ama-assn.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tahiba. Cubo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now it's time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mildura, Florida. He's a great telemedic. I was thinking of the term. How about telemedic? Do you like that term? You're a telemedic.
Telemedic cardiologist?
Yeah, telemedic cardiologist. I like that. Get a hold of Ken at 352-735-1400. That's the office number. That's the clinic number. Okay, so one of the questions that people have had, especially those who have lost their smell and their taste, there's a wonder about whether it affects their brain. Some people are saying because taste and smell, all that connection is in the brain. Is there some people are getting their smell back because they're trained to do it, I guess. But what's the impact on the brain?
Well, yes, the loss of smell or the smell distortion is from its effect in the sinuses, maybe around the brain, and all in that area. But there is some hope, and this comes out of the medical journal this week, the laryngoscope, that training may speed smell's return after COVID-19. This special training may help COVID-19 patients regain their sense of smell after suffering what we call parosmia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And parosmia is a condition where people have strange and often unpleasant smell distortions. Instead of smelling a lemon, for example, you may smell rotting cabbage, or chocolate may smell like gasoline. Parosmia has been linked to COVID-19 and other viruses, Doug, and head injuries. So it is involved definitely in affecting the brain, the sinuses, all that area. The smell loss is a prominent symptom of COVID-19, and the pandemic is leaving many people with long-term smell loss or smell distortions, Doug, such as parosmia. So what do you do with all this? Fortunately, there is hope, because treatment of smell loss or smell distortion involves smell training, which involves sniffing at least 4 different odors twice a day, every day, for several months.
Good. All right, that's good to know. Now, the question comes personally from somebody named Kristen, who wants to know, Dr. Ken, would you take a cruise?
Would I take a cruise?
Would you go on a cruise?
I would wait till I get at least a week after my second vaccine dose, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that I'm around other people who've had their own vaccine. And that's when I'll be taking a cruise. And certainly by next summer, I'd have no trouble to put myself on a boat if I enjoyed cruising.
Researchers analyzed blood donations collected last December and
yes.
January. Yeah, you know the question already. The evidence of antibodies and what it is. What is an antibody? I guess that's the first part of the question.
Well, an antibody is a response that your immune system makes when it sees a foreign body or a bug to protect your own body, and it destroys the virus or the bacteria or the foreign body. And this tells us that you've been exposed to the specific agent, because the immune system is very specific. It makes specific killer antibodies designed for the agent it's trying to destroy. So you can measure. We have a blood test for antibodies against COVID-19. I had one myself to see if I have been exposed. Mine was negative about 3 weeks ago, wondering if I had any antibody response, any history of my immune system being exposed to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And my antibodies were negative. And there's now a blood test you can take. And I think the story that you're leading that was announced this past week was that Red Cross blood samples that had been gone back to look for antibodies.
Right.
We learned as early as last November in America seems to have antibodies against COVID-19, which could potentially change the whole timeline. We thought the first case of COVID-19 was in early January in Washington yeah. State, and right. here we're seeing people's blood donations back November of 2019 having antibody. This study is a little bit unclear. I've read some criticism of it, that it might be a COVID, it's not COVID-19 that they're measuring the antibody. It was in 2% of the blood samples measured, but it may be the real thing, and it raises questions. We don't know where this thing came from.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. Dr. Ken and his information available every week in the podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get the podcast, or wherever you get your normal podcast listening. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
That's 800-880-1896.